Okay, and now I'll just say that this is Donna Gold interviewing Edgar Anderson at his amazing home in Hardwick Township?
Harding Township.
Harding?
Yep.
In New Jersey. And it's September 17th, 2002. And I thought even though the questions begin with your childhood, I wanted to ask you a little bit about something that you said, and that is, in one of your writings, you said that we share 50% of our genes with trees, and here you are living and you share, you know, so much of your life with trees, and I was wondering if you want to talk about your affinity with trees and with wood.
Well, the tree analogy is sort of that all of us are affected genealogically by those that have preceded us. And I've been discovering some certain particular very, very valuable traits that I have in furniture design that I can really trace back through people in previous generations that had this particular thing. So I came up with this tree analogy. Sort of that, well, on the day of my birth, my parents gave me a lot of presents, and one of them was the environment within which to grow, and another was a toolkit of genes which I could write my own user's manual. And this is how I got into the tree thing, that a family tree, like a tree in the woods, is an entity that shares these things with me. When I cut a tree, I stand back and look at it, and I talk to the tree, not in a romantic manner, but I talk to the tree, and the tree and I discuss how best to fell the tree. Then when I cut that tree, after admiring the structure and the beauty, and the utility of the wood that we're going to make out of it, which is going to be liberated from the trunk, I think about the tree's environment and its genetic characteristics. And then I take the tree from this wood, which is different from its neighbors in its size and its shape and its color and its texture and utility. So can the tree talk? And this is where, if we have 50% of our genes that we share with our trees, we should be able to communicate to that tree in some manner or another. And indeed, when we do cut the tree, we can look at its annual rings there. Each one has a certain significance to that tree itself. In periods of drought, the tree annual rings are smaller. A period of time where the tree was adjacent to a much larger neighbor, you can see the annual rings, instead of being a circle, are less even, where it was putting up a defense mechanism and perhaps not succeeding too well to do that. Okay. So this annual ring is really how we trace its roots, and it is the storyboard of the life of the tree. So you take the story of the tree and the influences on its life, and the story of the woodworker and the influences on his life, and when they come together, this is how we develop what the beauty or the utility or whatever of the plant that I cut from it. The skill that I mentioned was structural visualization or spatial recognition. I have not really self-diagnosed, but I've been tested and have fantastic skill in this. So see around corners, that kind of thing.
Right. I was fascinated by that, just what you said about that you can see around corners. Do you remember recognizing that as a child?
An awful lot of these things, and the skills I inherited from my